the first primary in the Palmetto State. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. Democrats pushing forward with recommendations to make South Carolina the first nominating contest of the 2024 run for the White House.
Friday, the rules panel of the Democratic National Committee voting that South Carolina should become the first in the nation primary state on February 3rd, 2024, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire on the 6th, later Georgia and Michigan. President Biden says states with more minorities should vote sooner. Quote, we must ensure that voters of color have a voice in choosing our nominee much earlier in the process and throughout the entire early window.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. The changes require a full vote from the DNC set for early next year. The Pentagon unveiling its first new bomber aircraft in over 30 years, the B-21 Raider.
50 years of advances in low observable technology have gone into this aircraft. And even the most sophisticated air defense systems will struggle to detect the B-21 in the sky.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the U.S. looking to send a message amid the growing threat of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
Especially these unprecedented number of military flyovers near Taiwan, which have really increased since Speaker Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this year and the high-profile congressional visits that have taken place there. Defense officials believe China is preparing to have the capability to invade Taiwan in 2027. But whether or not Beijing will have the capability to do so remains to be seen.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin reporting. Another seat for Republicans in the House, John Duarte defeating Democrat Adam Gray to win California's 13th district. With Duarte's victory, the GOP now has 221 seats in the chamber as they take over the majority. Democrats have 213. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Police are still searching for the suspect in the off-campus murders of four University of Idaho students.
We're just heartbroken. We know it. It's just going to take time for everybody to heal. If that's possible. I just pray that it is.
Christy Gonsalves there, her daughter Kaylee among the victims. She spoke Friday at a celebration of life hosted by Real Life Ministries in Post Falls, Idaho, to honor those killed. In Texas, an arrest in the shooting death of a member of the rap group Migos.
Houston police have made an arrest in the fatal shooting of Migos rapper Takeoff. The 28-year-old musician was one of three people who police said were shot outside the downtown bowling alley around 2:30 in the morning, November 1st. Houston Police Chief Troy Finner made the announcement of the arrest.
Patrick Xavier Clark, 33 years old, on the arrest of the suspect.
Born Chris Nick Kari Ball, he was the youngest member of the Grammy-nominated rap trio from suburban Atlanta that featured his uncle Quavo and his cousin Offset, who's married to rapper Cardi B. Finner said that there was no reason to believe that he was involved with anything criminal. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Prosecutors are asking for Clark's bail to be set at $1 million. Two-time Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom is heading to the American League. The longtime New York Mets pitcher has agreed to a reported five-year contract with the Texas Rangers worth $185 million. The deal includes a sixth-year option. And good news for U.S. men's soccer. Christian Pulisic medically cleared for tomorrow's round of 16 match at the FIFA World Cup against the Netherlands. Pulisic exited Tuesday's win over Iran after scoring the lone goal of the match. Team USA and the Netherlands hit the pitch at 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. You can catch the action on Fox. I'm Matt Napolitano, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.